Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that the strongest of man's strongholds will be of no effect against the wrath of God. Oh, listen closely today. Today we're preaching culture instead of Christ, theories instead of Bible truth, foolishness instead of faith, fleshliness instead of the Father, entertainment instead of Emmanuel, God with us, worldliness instead of witnessing, religion instead of righteousness, a contemporary Christ instead of the Creator Christ, lasciviousness, anything goes, instead of the lordship of Christ of our life. And we're aiming for the results of swinging services instead of repentant souls. Preferring profane immodesty instead of the imputed purity of Christ upon us. Oh, what a day we live in. Yes, judgment begins at the house of God. Be wise enough to understand that the strongest of strongholds that man has is of absolutely no force nor power when once the Lord God pours out his judgment. Ask the mockers of Noah's day if you don't believe that. Now consider verse 10 again. As we put together now with all the preceding verses that we read here, and now this verse itself, it says, the earth shall quake before them, the heaven shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. It is near the end of the tribulation, as the armies gather against Israel. And suddenly there's a quaking and the heavens tremble. That is, the heavens even are having an earthquake. The heavens tremble is the idea of a loud crashing and booming noise. They march towards Israel with heavy artillery. The sun and the moon are dark, and the stars do not shine. Much of the ashy darkness may be made by the invading army's artillery. So much is fired that it's hard to distinguish between the day and the night. The city is overrun. The shouts of victory are being heard in the streets by the invading armies against Zion. The enemy rejoices. It all seems hopeless. They think they have the victory. God must often wait until we acknowledge we lack the means, the mind, the method, and all might to be able to defeat the enemy. We must get to the point when we know that only God can deliver. And we must patiently wait and endure until he does. When we reach the point, we know our hand did not have any part in bringing the victory. But God does. That's when Jesus comes. It's hard to stand for the doctrinally right when we're opposed by all, even within the house of God. And people don't want you standing for those things. Even Job's wife became a tool in Satan's hand. As Job, we must learn, trust God, though he slay me. It's interesting, in Proverbs 8, 33 through 36, the Lord instructed us, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me. That is, you're in the Word of God, you're asking the God to let your Holy Spirit show you what it means, to show you its depth, to show you his person, that you may know him, that you may respond as he would lead. So blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate. To watch is to guard, and you look for. So he waits at the gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. That means your prayers are answered. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Wow. Why would you hate God? When God said that he loves you with an everlasting love and he wants to save your soul, why would anyone do the opposite of that? Well, we see what it's like, so the world is getting this way in verse 10. But then, heaven's army comes, and Jesus is Lord of that heavenly host. He's the captain of our faith. So verse 11 says, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide it? Well, when you look at that, we see the army that's coming against Israel is strong. But the army of the Lord is stronger. As a matter of fact, in that day when the Lord comes back, the armies of heaven behind him, there will be absolutely no casualties whatever, not even a wound, in God's army. Yet, in the armies of the earth, we find that the blood shall flow to the horse's bridle. Listen to these scriptures of that day as the Lord returns. First of all, in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 18, we read there, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And by the way, is that what we read in John 1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It goes on to say in verse 14 of Revelation 19, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And the armies, their linens will still be white and clean when the war is over. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come, and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of cattle, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Wow. God decides to feed the birds of the air with the flesh of these armies that have committed all these atrocities. In Revelation chapter 14, verses 19 and 20, we read this. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. The estimate of that is anywhere from 150 to 200 miles. Now again, let's notice the words in verse 11 of our text. He says, And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Wow. The army is the idea of a strong army, and it is, because it's the Lord's army. Executeth has the idea of ethical obligation. By his holy word given to Abraham, passed down to Isaac, and on to Jacob, who is Israel. Now, he must move to preserve his promise and his word. And we're told his word is as a hammer in Jeremiah chapter 23:39. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible.